Hello, this is Mingo Nova Sports. I love you. These are my predictions for the Colorado Buffaloes primetime team this year coming up. I believe primetime team, they're going to win 8 to 9 games. They're going to be a ball team. They're going to win immediately, but they're not going to be in playoff contention. They're going to be just outside of playoff contention, and they're going to win 9, maybe 10 games. Somewhere around there, 8-plus games. And I think Deion will motivate them for next year to be in the college football playoff. They will be in the Big 12 battling with UCF and all those other teams like Cincinnati, the newcomer teams, to play excellence in football. Deion needs to rebuild his defense because I see, watching the game right now, I see they even needed a middle linebacker and Sean safety, even though Shiloh's playing safety, but he ain't hitting nobody. He ain't hitting nobody. He messed up all the play. They could have scored on him. Deion Sanders' team is tough. It's mental and they strong, but I think they need a little bit more stoutness in the middle of defense. And when they recruit that, that's when it's gonna be on. Deion Sanders' team is a great team potentially, but not great for this year because you can't just come in from that place, Jackson, Mississippi, Jackson University, and just come from that to D1 and immediately dominate. I've never seen anything like that before. Even Nick Saban hasn't done it. Even Les Miles, even all the great SEC coaches have not come within a year and then win a national championship right away. It takes time. It takes recruitment. It takes getting your guys in there and really doing your thing, bumping your head, getting headaches, training these kids and getting the culture the way you want to get the culture. The culture's already there for primetime because he's his own culture. But at the same time, you got to realize it takes a little time, maybe 2 to 3 years, to establish a national championship contender how Colorado wants to be. And I believe they will be a contender on the second year to third year. But this year, they're going to win 8 to 9 games. Maybe 10 if they get lucky. But right now, as of right now, I don't think it's conducive to them to have success right away. Because it's social media. You got the kids. You got this. You got that. You got everybody transferring to your school. But it's not going to mesh well. You need time to mesh. You need time for chemistry. You need time for togetherness. You need time. And time will tell. Deion, I believe he will be a winner. He will get a national championship under his belt. But as of right now, I don't think so because I'm watching the game right now as we speak. And their defense is off. Their offense is off the chain, but the defense is trash. Trash, I tell you. Yeah, I said it. But yeah, man, I really think and I believe that the Deion Sanders team will be a contender next year or the year after that. Probably most likely the third year. Second year, they're going to be really good. Contender win the division. But right as of right now, I don't think he can do anything as far as winning the conference or even being in the conference championship. Just because it takes time. Like I said, I know you keep on hearing me saying it takes time. But look at Alabama. When Nick Saban first got there, he had to rebuild the whole team. And Nick Saban is the GOAT. Come on now. He had 2-3 years to get his guys in, to get the culture right, to get everything going. Come on now. You got to get some stuff going. You got to get yourself going. Just think about what you got to do, how you got to do it, and everything that comes with that. Come on now. Prime time is prime time because he's going to get those dogs. He's going to get those Florida boys. He's going to get those Texas boys. Come on now. You know he's going to get them boys from all around the country. But he needs time to implement his plan and get things right. This is Mingo Knows Sports. I love you. Peace.